It's the 24th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Kempston man has petitioned Bedford Borough Council to end the contract with Fusion Lifestyle. Fusion have been at the centre of several scandals over the last year, including a large payoff to open facilities that didn't open and making staff redundant at those facilities after the payoff. The petition said it's a travesty that they continue to have the contract. 90% of their Trustpilot reviews are bad. Conservative councillor Graham Coombs agreed with the petition, but due to contracts, it's not possible to simply dump Fusion without a large loss to the taxpayer. Check the show notes to see what Fusion facilities are due to open next week. Christopher Powell was sentenced to 6 years in jail for knife point robberies across Bedford. The incidents happened in January and netted Powell just £330. Detective Constable Carl Hayward said, "I hope the sentence he receives sends a clear message that this kind of activity won't be tolerated." Police and Crimes Commissioner Catherine Holloway has been praised for her contributions to Beds Police at her final meeting. Chief Constable Gary Forsyth spoke about her achievements, saying, 5 years after Catherine became the PCC, she genuinely leaves a force which has been completely transformed beyond recognition. This includes good ratings across the board, a growth in policing numbers, and an award-winning efficiency programme. The Black Cat roundabout will undergo a £500 million upgrade. The notorious junction connects Bedford to Milton Keynes and Cambridge. Work includes a 10-mile dual carriageway, a triple-decker junction allowing free-flowing traffic onto the A1. Upgrades will save regular users 90 minutes a week, giving you more time to listen to your Bedford news. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford news updates.